السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمداً رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God than Allah, praise to Him in His Highness, who has created the universe and who has created us and sent us His Messenger to take us from the ignorance and darkness of wickedness to His wisdom and to the brightness of His messages. I also bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of all messengers of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, to his house, to his companions, and to the believers until the Day of Judgment. Ameen. The topic of my khutbah today, المؤمن لا يهلع ولا يجزع ولا يمنع ولا ييأس. The believer does not panic, does not go extreme, does not fear the hardship, and does not abuse the wealth and abundance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read in Surah Al-Ma'arij, chapter 70 of the Holy Quran, verses 19 to 22. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مسه الشر جزوعا وإذا مسه الخير منوعا إلا المصلين. صدق الله العظيم. In these great verses of Surah Al-Ma'arij, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the human being is prone to go extreme. He or she may go on one extreme to the other. In terms of hardship, they may panic, they may get frightened, they may be terrified. And at the time, the good times, good circumstances, everything is working. At work, in the family, in wealth, in health, then he may, she may forget about the blessings of Allah, and they may not thank him for his blessings. Except al-musalleen, those who stand in prayer. So, in general, humans are weak without faith. And they are prone to these extremes. And we experience them in our life. Ups and downs are just part of our life. In your wealth, in your health, in your family, in neighborhoods, in general circumstances, we may experience ups and downs. If we are without faith, then we panic, we are terrified, etc. And the wealthy among us may become stingy and not thankful. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in verse 22 of chapter 70, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ, except those who stand in prayers, means those, the believers. And prayer is the corner of faith, actually. In Surah Hud, this is chapter 11, verses 9 to 11. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولئن أذقنا الإنسان منا رحمة ثم نزعناها منه إنه ليئوس كفور. The meaning of the ayah, when a human being has the blessings of Allah, blessings in health and wealth and family, like I said, then the time changes to the opposite, hardship and all of the above. Then a general characteristic of humans, they are hopeless, they become hopeless. And they lose faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْضَ ضَرَّاءٍ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَخُورٌ. This is the verse 10 of chapter 11, Surah Hud. Then, after the hardship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing him or her with good times, in health and wealth and family and occupation and everything, then a human being who is without faith is too happy, quickly going from one extreme of hopelessness to arrogance, actually. Fakhur, too proud becomes. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us an exception also, and that is verse 11 of Surah Hud, chapter 11. إلا الذين صبروا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. Except those, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that humans will go this extreme if hardship, they are terrified and panicking and weak, to that extreme of arrogance and pride and thinking they are the top of the world. if things are going their way. So, generally, prone to go to extremes, except those who are patient and those who do good deed, and Allah promised them forgiveness and a great reward, inshallah, in the hereafter. Why is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why is this going from one extreme to the other? Because Allah stated in several ayats in the Holy Quran, because the human beings are weak without faith. In Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 28, يقول عز وجل يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this verse, Allah wants to make it easy on you because He knows you are weak. And in Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, verse 54, يقول الله عز وجل الله الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة يخلق ما يشاء وهو العليم القدير. صدق الله العظيم. He said, Allah is the one who has created you from weakness. You cannot see more weak than the fetus, like a leech depending on its mother. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you, the fetus coming, becoming a human being, then getting born, then growing up, then من بعد ضعف قوة. Then you become strong after all these weaknesses of fetus and infancy and childhood. Then you are an adult, strong. Then من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة. Then after that, the rule on humans is weakness again when we age and our hair is gray. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is His creation, and He is telling us that without faith you are weak. Why the exception for those who stand in prayers, those who establish prayer? Why are they the exception? They are not weak. This is the rest of the verses from 19 to 29 of Ali Imran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مسه الشر جزوعا وإذا مسه الخير منوعا إلا المصلين الذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون والذين في أموالهم حق معلوم للسائل والمحروم والذين يصدقون بيوم الدين والذين هم من عذاب ربهم مشفقون إن عذاب ربهم غير مأمون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم بشهاداتهم قائمون والذين هم على صلاتهم يحافظون أولئك في جنات مكرمون. المعارج 70:19-35. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these great verses is summarizing, telling us why those who establish prayers are also having other characteristics that will make them exception. They will make them strong. They will make them not prone to going extremes of happiness and pride and arrogance if things are working, and panicking and terrified and frightened if things are not working. Why? Because when you really true believer, you are going to obey the commands of Allah, which gives you strength, actually, and gives the strength to your family, to your community, to everyone you're interacting with. They give charity. This is the meaning of the ayats. Those, and they believe in the day of judgment, then they believe in accountability. And those who are thinking about the punishment of Allah if they do bad things, and therefore they are more likely to do good things. And those who only have access to their spouses in halal, in what's allowed, they would not seek other than their spouses or what's lawful to them. And those, when they are entrusted, they will not break the trust of people. What, you are trusted with a secret, you are trusted with money, you are trusted with taking care of somebody. You are not going to break that trust. And those also, the believers among those also, when they testify, they are going to tell the truth. They will not increase or decrease what they know. And those, whenever the time for prayers comes, they do it. And the ultimate reward for them is, inshallah, al-Jannah, paradise, mukramun, honored in paradise. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who establish prayers and who do what accompanies prayers of these great characteristics, that inshallah will strengthen us. So when there is time for hardship, ups and downs, in hardship we don't panic. And when there are good times, we are thankful and we give and we treat people as best as we can. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is close to answer your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. When we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, these beautiful characteristics of believers, then this is God's training for us to be higher than the others. When you compare the believers who do good deeds, they are trained, actually. These good deeds will make you a better person here in this life, but ultimately training to be a member of Jannah, a member of Paradise. He tells us, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in Surah Al-A'raf, this is chapter 7, verses 42 and 43. The major characteristic of believers who are rewarded in Jannah as a result of their training in good deeds in this life. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. Those who have believed and did good deeds in this life, we do not ask anybody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking, we do not ask anybody to do something he or she cannot do. You are required to do what you can do. And when you do that, you are a member of those who are in Jannah. And inshallah, you will be among them everlasting. The second verse, verse 43, chapter 7, Surah Al-A'raf. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. We have taken away any ill feeling from their hearts. So this is the characteristics of believers in Jannah. They will be rewarded everlasting life and no ill feeling towards anybody they have. So it's like our training, doing good deeds, repeating this. It becomes so much a habit. It's really repeating everything every day, all your life. It becomes part of who you are. Then you are ready to be a member of those who are in Jannah, in paradise, inshallah. And Allah is telling us, they will have no ill feeling to anybody. And in Surah Al-Hijr, this is chapter 15, verse 47, the same meaning also. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. He is again describing the people of Jannah as those who have no ill feeling in their hearts towards anybody, and they would be brothers and sisters meeting each other, facing each other, enjoying their life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this training, He wants us to choose in order for Him azza wa jal to rejoice and be happy about our choices. So He knows what our choices for goodness is. And therefore, so many verses are about وَلَيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And Allah wants to know who wants to make a decision to be among the believers. This is in Ali Umran 140. In Ali Umran 141, وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah wants to scrutinize those who declare iman. He wants to punish those who are unbelievers. In verse 167, وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا. And He wants to know those who are hypocrites, those who say something and act differently. And in verse 179 of Ali Umran, chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. He wants to see our good deeds so He can differentiate and distinguish those between those who do good deeds and those who don't. In a hadith by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, عَجِبْتُ لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمنين إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is expressing the meanings of these ahadith, saying the believer is a winner in both sides. Whatever happens to him or her, a true believer is a winner. If a hardship happens to him, a calamity, a disaster, a sickness, whatever happens, as a true believer, he is patient and he is accepting and he is trusting in Allah. Then he wins, and or she wins. And when good things happen in life, good health, good wealth, children are doing great, the family is fantastic, the job is great, everything is working. The believer, true believer, is thankful and grateful and knows that this is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So he is a winner. A true believer is a winner in both sides. And in another hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام says, ما من شيء أثقل في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة من خلق حسن. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, the heaviest in your scale in the Day of Judgment, the heaviest of deeds, the best of deeds you can enjoy the rewards for, is good manners. How you treat other people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those believers, true believers, who carry out the commands of Allah. So we enjoy the happiness in this life. And we thank Him for His bounty and favors. And we thank Him and we are patient when there are hardships. So enjoy His reward here and in the hereafter. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم انزل رحمتك على المسلمين في كل مكان وعلى الأرض كلها يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله